to become another subject of having coffee with. When we sit at Melinda's Cafe, just another subject we talk about while we order our momos. But we should be here, not as an experience to talk about, but an experience to feel, an experience to experience, an experience to experience. Why is that? Through time. From this place where you plant the seed, your tree will grow very big. What is that tree? The tree of forbearance. Why forbear? We ourselves have so much fault, yet we're first to mention other people's fault. Why is that wrong? Because when we concentrate and mention other people's fault, we put energy towards others the wrong way and not energy toward others the right way. And we put energy towards ourselves wrong. We rehabituate that fault. And then we defend. We want to be correct. We want to be right. It doesn't matter. You know, in the end, whether you've done right or wrong, your karma will know. It doesn't matter if your husband and wife knows you're right or wrong. It doesn't matter if your friends know you're right or wrong. It doesn't matter if your people around you know you're right or wrong. What you need to know is that you know that you're right or wrong. Why? Because at the end, on a normal level, if you are right, then you habituate yourself the right way and you will go the right way and you'll become better and better and better and better as you get older. And you'll have beautiful relationship with the people around you, which you need, which you want. We're not here to abandon the people we love. We're here to increase our love for the people we love. That's what we're here for. This is not about renunciation and giving everything up. This is about giving more love to the people we love. This is what it's about here. And I'm giving you the method how to do that. So, we shouldn't leave here unchanged. We shouldn't leave here with another experience to talk about. But we should put our mind, we should put our energy towards the right direction. The right direction. We should put our effort towards the right effort, right concentration, right awareness. What is that? If example, I use examples easier. Stop. One example, stop defending yourself from others. Stop trying to be right. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter what people think of you. It doesn't matter what their opinion of you is. This is in general in life. Of course, in work, if you're on a professional level, that is different. So don't get it mixed up. Professional level, for the matter of work, of course you need to make sure you're right. You need to explain to your clients, etc. I'm not talking about, oh, don't care if my clients think I'm right or wrong. No, don't go overboard. Don't be fanatical. I'm talking about people around you. And the reason I say it doesn't matter, why? That is your mind evidence of why we should let go. Put effort the right way. You get the right result. Yeah. In general, I only gave you one subject and I gave many examples, so don't need to smile at me, funny face. If we have been near our gurus for many years, if we've gone to holy places, if we listen to the Dharma, if we can speak about the Dharma to other people, we have to show physical results of that. If we've been our gurus for many, many years, around our gurus for many years, and there's no self-transformation, then the close friends around us will see that. We cannot bring anyone to the Dharma. Very simple. Whether we can influence and inspire and out of compassion bring other people to the Dharma or not will solely depend on our actions, will solely depend on the results of our actions, will solely depend on our practice and the results of our practice. Only on that. A sign of having studied the Dharma is not that you're able to expound and explain it well to your friends and that you're a good debater. A sign of you having listened to the Dharma very, very well is that you will see you fight with people less. You let other people win more. You're more forgiving, and in general, your mind becomes more softer and more easier. Specifically, those points. Gentler, easier, more forgiving. Much more. If you've read the Dharma, much more. And that's not even practicing yet. That's having read the Dharma, having knowledge. It's just like when we hear, oh, cucumbers give us cancer. We immediately stop eating cucumbers. You'll see a result. People who read and they have, and they read the result of something, they have fear, they immediately stop the answer. So if you find out that you eat cucumbers, you get cancer, as an example, you stop eating immediately. There's no one here who will continue eating cucumbers. Similarly, on a higher level, if people say, oh, if you smoke, you get lung cancer, that's a stronger addiction. You can lessen it, you can stop it, but overnight you can't. But you will definitely put effort towards it, and people will see it. On another level, if you say that you're harmful with your speech and you're negative to other people and you're defensive to other people and you're rough in speech, you're harsh in speech to other people and you always want to be right, that's very bad, that attitude, always want to be right. That's the attitude that makes us go down. If we always have that kind of attitude, that's a clear sign we haven't read the Dharma. Never mind practice. Why? If we always want to be right, in the end, we make ourselves wrong. Why? Everybody out there, many people are more intelligent than we are, and they can see deeper than us. So when we become right, we actually become wrong. So if we know that, why? Why would we keep doing it? If we believe a doctor, and he's got a degree, and he shows you his degree, he can't show you his knowledge, and he's got a good hospital, you believe him, and he says, don't eat cucumbers, you stop. Why is it that when Buddha tells you not to defend yourself, you don't stop? Buddha's got a great hospital. Buddha's got great nurses. Buddha's got great medicine. Why is it when Buddha tells you something like that that really harms you on a higher and deeper level, we don't stop? Buddha's very qualified. I think Buddha's better than any doctor we know of. So similarly, why is it we choose to listen to one, we choose to listen not to another? If like that, if we're selective about what we choose to improve in ourselves, then we cannot be selective in the type of people that come to us. Then we cannot be selective in the attitude people show towards us. If we are selective in our own practices and what we choose to do and not do, then we also should not be selective about what comes towards us. Whatever comes to us, we should accept. And the most important point, the most destructive point for us, is wanting to be correct. If we still focus on wanting to be correct, and we're still happy to wanting to be correct, yes, people who practice Dharma around you will say, yes, you're correct, and they let you win. But in the end, you lose. You end up with no friends. You end up with no money. You end up with nowhere to go. You end up with no youth. You end up with no more time. You end up with no more opportunities. You end up nowhere. Why? Because you've spent your life trying to be right. A sign of being correct. And you examine that. A sign of always trying to be correct and defending yourself is you end up nowhere. Alone. Why? When someone wants to be continuously correct, they don't listen to others. They don't listen to the advice of others. When they don't listen to the advice of others, that could be good for them. They do it their own way. Their own way may not get them to where they want to go. So a sign of a person who always wants to be correct, physical outer signs, is they don't get anywhere in life. They end up nowhere. Even on a material level, never mind spiritual level, material level. That is a sign of a person who always wants to be right. Now if you check people out that you meet who are accommodating, who are humble, who talk nice to people, where do they get to in life? Even if, don't judge on a material basis, even on a social basis, when people see them, how do they feel? When people talk to them, how do they feel? When people interact with them, how do they feel? People who let the other person win, talk to them, are kind to them, how are those people? And how about those people who always want to be right? Where do they get in life? So some people judge things by money. It's not money. It can be money. Even if you want to make money, you have to let the other person win. You have to be extremely good in PR. This is Buddhist PR. This is Buddhist PR for transforming the mind. Even in the world, in samsara, we need to have good PR if we want to make it in the world. If we go on a job, we're demanding, we're defensive, we don't want to do this, we don't want to listen to these people, then we're going to switch from one job to another 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 job. We will never get anywhere. We just keep switching jobs until we die. We end up alone. Some people ask themselves questions. Why do I end up this way? I'm giving you the answer right now. And the answer is very simple. Because we've used all our energies in our youth and our time into being correct and doing it our way. So on a social level, you get nowhere. On a spiritual level, definitely you cannot get anywhere. Definitely not. Yeah, in a nutshell. Defensiveness.
我们最大的缺失就是我们不能听到人家的所有的事情。Look
at yourself now. Look at your physical proportions. Look at your attitude. Look at how much you can tahan. Look at how much you can take. Look at how much strength you have in your mind. Look at where your focus is. Look at where your mind is focused on. Is it focused on food, clothes, entertainment, or focused on higher thoughts? Benefiting others, generating bodhicitta, benefiting, helping others out of suffering and problems, putting energy towards that. Where is your focus? What do you look like physically? What is your attitude? When you look at yourself, you will know what you've done in your previous lives. If you study the Dharma, there are very specific characteristics of how you physically look to relate to what you've done in your previous life.
我们现在我们观察我们自己，我们所注重的东西是在哪方面？我们是在一个，我们是在哪个？我们应该哪些地方呢？这种种种的现象呢，会看得出呢，我们的潜质呢，还是不足的，现在是不足的。Look
at your body actions now. Look at your speech actions now. And look at your thoughts and where they go and what they're focused on. The minute you wake up, what you think about immediately, where's your focus? And then the last thing you go to sleep at night, where's your focus? During the day, what are you always thinking about? What is your mind drifting on and back and forth? Think carefully. Be honest with yourself. This is not a questionnaire. This is for you to think. And where your mind drifts to, what it focuses on, what you use your speech for, what you use your body for, from the morning to the time you wake up to night. And whether you do things thoroughly, whether you do things halfway, whether you do things well when people are watching, whether you do things well, not well when people are not watching, what is your attitude? If you examine this carefully and you study the Dharma, you will know when you will take rebirth. Look at some old people here. There's an old white lady here. She's behind the tree. There's an old Tibetan nun there. Look how the Tibetan nun and the old lady here is spending time. Look how we are spending time. So when we go back to Malaysia in 2-3 days' time, what are we going to be doing? We're old. Our body is not strong. We can die anytime. Even some of us here are young, we can die anytime. No guarantee. So what are we doing? How are we passing the time? Are we creating merits for future lives like these people? Or do we go back, just eat, complain about our pain, complain our body, sleep, look for respect, and then just die? How do we spend the time? How does time pass? Think.
外国人的话，花费他们时间呢，在这个事情上还有非常多的。
Of course, of course.
Good
morning, everybody.
Good morning, good morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let's see if we如果我们回去马来西亚呢，我们所花费的时间在哪里？在我们已经不要回去了，是因为呢，就是。